My brothers and I wish to greet each one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, and welcome you to His house this night, and trust that we will be ministered to as we continue in this day, this beautiful day that God has provided for us, with the beautiful weather that we've been having. And I trust with you that you've been praying for rain as I have, because it's been so long since we've had that refreshing rain. I know God knows all things, and He is in tune, and we just have to abide in His will. I thought I would share with you from the fourth section of Doctrine and Covenants for our call to worship this evening. And it's a very short section in the Doctrine and Covenants. Compiling two verses. Now behold, a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that ye serve Him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. Therefore, if ye have desires to serve God, ye are called to the work, for behold, the field is white, already to harvest. And lo, he that thrusteth in his sickle with his might, the same layeth up in store, that he perish not, but bring salvation to his soul. We will continue in our service by the singing of hymn 25.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day, the sunshine and the air. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us here tonight, that you would give our speakers the freedom of speech, that we may hear your word in power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I'm going to read from John, the 14th chapter, the 12th verse. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I come unto my Father. And verily, whatever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When I was a young boy, that was my favorite verse. I went to church right down the road here at Six Mile Baptist Church as a young man until I got married. And then, or before I got married, I found out that the Latter-day Saints was where I needed to be. Thanks to my wife, she encouraged me to join the church. If we pray as one person, God still hears us. But if we pray as a group of people, he still hears us. If everybody prayed at the same time, there would be thousands and thousands of prayers that God hears. And he hears every single one of them as if he only was listening to the one. There is thousands and thousands of people, I hope, that pray every day and every night whenever they need to. Myself, before I go to work each day, I say a prayer that I would still do what he wants me to do, even though sometimes it gets kind of confusing the way people act. Some of you may not know what I do. I work for the Independence Police Department in a traffic unit. I write parking tickets. And it seems like I write a lot. Mostly handicap and fire lanes. I've been doing this now for 22 years. And it doesn't get any better. It seems like there's more and more people wanting to break city codes. And that's the way the earth is starting to be. Everybody is wanting to do their own thing. So we need to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ and pray more. And we need to pray for this country even. Speaking of prayers, God hears every prayer. Every little prayer, even for little kids, he hears them. If I say a prayer out loud, you hear it. And that's the same with God. He hears even your silent prayers. So you should keep a prayer on your heart at all times, because you don't know what is going to be coming. God does. If everybody here tonight, I want to do a prayer out loud, so you get an idea that everybody at one time is saying a prayer. Don't say the same prayer, but say a different prayer, but say it out loud for 10 seconds. And you'll hear a mass of prayers. Would you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the blessings you have given to us. And we ask that you watch over us and take care of us each time. This we ask only in thy Son's name, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, if you say your prayers out loud, everybody at one time, it sounds kind of confusing. But to God, it's not. To God, he hears every single prayer. If you take 10,000 people, or thousands and thousands of people, God hears every single one of them. Even though they're all at the same time or not. But he still hears every single one of them, what's in your heart. And this, to work toward him coming, so we'll be a chosen people. One day, when I was younger, we went to a church down in South Missouri. We lived down there for about 4.5 years. We went to a church in a little town, and there was a total of 20 members. My family and my kids, we made 10 of them. So we were half the congregation. Many times we were asked, there was only three of us that were in the priesthood, and we were asked to preach quite often. And before I would plan my prayers, I always say whatever would be God's will, that these things would happen. And when I would go up to preach, I didn't use very many notes at all, because God was in my mind telling me what to say. So I worked hard at trying to abide by his thoughts for it that went into my brain, which wasn't much brain, but he always led me to say the things that I needed to say. I know we don't have a whole lot of time between the two of us tonight, so I'll try to keep mine short so David could have longer time. In St. John 14, the 23rd verse, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and the Father will love him, and he come unto him and make our abode with him. He that love me, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Excuse me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I say, I go unto my Father, and my Father is greater than I. When Christ was here, he taught us to pray often and all the time. And as I've grown since my head injury back in 1988, some of you don't know too much about it, but in 1988, I went to work and had a construction accident and fell head first onto my head and lost the left side of my brain. That's where all your memories are stored. And I didn't have any memories before 1988. I think everything was erased. I was in the hospital for a long time. And when I came out of the hospital, my wife brought me home, and all my kids were on the front porch, and I wouldn't get out of the car because I didn't know who they were. I was afraid to might upset them, or I really didn't know much about them anymore. And my daughter was in the Air Force, and she was in Minot, North Dakota when the accident happened, and she came down when I got out of the hospital. She was there. And so I had problems, a lot of problems mentally. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. I lost all of it. I had to learn all that all over again. And it took a long time. And the one thing that I did love more than anything was these three standard books. That I didn't forget. So I started reading them all over again. And before I could really get into them, I would say a prayer that God would make it known unto me that these were true, especially the Book of Mormon. And before my head injury, before I went in the Army, after I got married, I knew about the Book of Mormon, and I began to love it then. And one Sunday in church, a man preached, and he was talking about someday they would come and take our books away from us. So I wanted to learn all I could about it so that I, if they did come and get it, I would know the verses. So after my head injury, I had to learn all this all over again. But the thing is that everything that I've done in the last 25 years has not been the things that I probably normally would have done, but I had to learn everything all over again. So everything that I learned, the one thing I learned more than anything was to pray. Pray about everything that I needed to know. God always gave everything to me through prayer. And this is something that we all need to do every day, is to pray. Abide in me and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it bear in the vine, no more can it expect ye to bear me. I am the vine, ye are the branches, that ye abide in me, and I in him, and the same abide for, or excuse me, and the same bring forth more fruit, for without me ye cannot do anything. And that's the way it's always been with me. I've always relied on everybody, and since my head injury, and I've never been able to really fulfill my dreams that I've had, and tonight this is one of them. And I want to thank all of you. Several of you have come to me today and said that you've been praying for me all week, and I really appreciate it, because we cannot do anything without him, and I thank you.
Shall remain seated and sing together hymn number 400, and then we'll hear from our brother David. 400.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming. My sermon tonight will be about how it was to come that I came into this church. I was born in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base. My dad was in the military, Air Force, for 20 years. 2 years before that, in the Army. My mother was in the Air Force, too. She was from Independence. So that is how we came up here. I'm the fifth of six children. As a young child, I attended Sudbury Hills Baptist Church, which is now South Chrysler Restoration Branch. And I also attended Waldo Avenue Baptist Church, which is now Waldo Restoration. I attended every Sunday. They wanted me to be baptized. I never would do it. I knew there was something else. I just didn't know what. And in the fourth grade, I had a classmate give me a ring with a church seal on it. And I really liked it. It was intrigued by it. And I guess that's really the start of it. If we fast forward to 1994, and I had a house I was selling, and I met a real estate agent named Kelly Millen, who ended up being my wife. Back then, she taught me a lot about the church. And in those days, Noel was young, going to Oak Valley Day School, and then to CPRS. We went to a lot of the sporting events. I got to know a lot more about the church there. We went to a Waldo and just didn't really feel it. Was there 2 years, had somebody ask me, "Are you visiting?" So then we ended up going to outreach. It was a little better. Then during all that, Bill, my father-in-law, I wanted to be baptized. He baptized me at the Chahari branch in 2004 on Kelly's birthday. The steps thing is the hardest, but before I was baptized and before I had my stroke, I always had a real problem was swearing. I was terrible about it. In the line of work I do, everybody did that. That's just the way it was. After I had my stroke, I never have swore another time. I know it's hard to say, but being here and having a stroke was really the best thing for me, because I never would have been called to the priesthood and never would have been able to do this. I know it sounds crazy, but having a stroke really was a good thing. While I was in the hospital, many church people visited me, and I was administered to a lot of times. And when I got out of the hospital in November of 2012, Jim Schimmel called, and I knew exactly what he was going to say. He wanted to come over, and when he did, it asked, there wasn't anything I could say but yes, because I wanted to be a part of this gospel. I believe it, and I wanted to be a part of it. At the August sacrament service, I was in the deacon's room sitting waiting for the men to come up, and I had an experience where I was told I had to speak, had to preach. So the next day at the priesthood meeting, I told Eric I needed to speak, that I was told to. He just nodded and put me on the list to speak. So I want to thank him for that, for believing that I could do it. Believe it or not, this is really hard. I know. Just not being able to talk would be tough, but standing up here. But I know that I'm in a room where everyone loves me, so it doesn't bother me to do it. And I really do want to thank everyone for coming and supporting me. I heard a lot of people say they were praying for me. I want to thank you all for that. And I want to close with this from Omni 146:47. And now, my beloved brethren, I would that ye should come into Christ, who is the Holy One of Israel, and partake of his salvation and the power of his redemption. Ye come unto him and offer your whole souls as an offering unto him, and continue in fasting and praying, and endure to the end. As the Lord liveth, ye will be saved. Thank you.
We have been richly blessed again this night by those words shared by our two brothers. I know it took a lot for the both of them to stand before you, but we truly have been ministered to tonight. Shall we use in closing hymn 292.
Father in heaven, we prepare to depart from this house tonight. We thank you for the words we've received this day. We thank you for the reminders that you hear all and you see all, that our lives are an open book, and that we need to be aware of what we write in them. We'd ask that we would all take the trials and things, the stumbling blocks that are put before us, and that we would use them as stepping stones to come closer to the things you would have us to do, and to bring us closer to each other and to building thy kingdom. We would also ask that you would go with us this night, that you would look after us, and that you would guide us in the things that you would have us to do. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.